Gumlein Ablat Gemara, we are up to the Tzadik Gimel Amid Aleph. So Tanna Rabbanan, five lines from the top of the page. We just began paying Misha Haya. It's all about somebody who was Tamei, or he was on a distant trip, or he was a Shegi, or he was an Einus, or even a maze that didn't bring Pesach Rishon. He can bring Pesach Sheni. Tanna Rabbanan, we learned. Elush Oysen Es HaSheni. The following people bring it on Pesach Sheni. Hazovin. Hazavos, male Zav or a female Zava who have these emissions, and therefore they're tummy for 7 days, and then wait the 8th day to bring a carbon. Hamitzoyin, Hamitzoyin, the same thing. 7 days and the 8th day, you gotta bring a carbon. We just began the Gemara of Tzad Gimel Amud Aleph, 6 lines from the top. These are the people that bring Pesach Sheni. Or Hamitzoyin, a female person who had a leper, Nidois, a woman who's a Nida, or a boy in Nida, is the male who had relations with her while she was a Nida, also tummy 7 days, Vahayolda, she gave birth. If she gives birth, she has to wait, and you know, all the days. If it's a boy, she has to wait 40 days before she can go ahead and bring a carbon, or 80 days for a girl. Hashegin, if it's a shegin, inadvertent, anusin, had no choice. And for hamazidin, if they did deliberately, vitamei, or shahay v'deh v'chayke, vitamei, or they were far away. Imkain, all of them bring Pesach Sheni. There's so many different instances bring Pesach Sheni. Imkain, so, lama nema tamei. Why do you have to highlight somebody's tummy gets pushed off? Why do you have to highlight it when you have so many other instances? Says, lama nema, you're asking me why it says tummy. I'll tell you why it says tummy. Because the e boy lemevad berishin loyshav kinilei. If he wants to do it on the first Yom Tov while he's tummy, we're not going to let him. He has to be, we're not going to let him. We have to wait till the next Yom Tov. Now, we're not talking about somebody who's tummy on the 6th day. Of course, you're not going to let him. Somebody's tummy on the 7th day, and that night he's able to participate, and this opinion holds that you're not allowed to let him. You're not allowed to, it's nevertheless, because right now you're not available, not able to. So, Elin Cain, so my question was, why do you have to highlight somebody far away? It's just like anybody else, you know, who is unable to bring a carbon. Must be lepoitroi min hakaris. So in this case, can't be to highlight that he can't bring it, because maybe an argument is nachar of sheishes if a derech chayke wants to send it. So this particular tana definitely holds like a nachar that he wanted, he could have sent it, because he holds like a sheishes, then the answer would be the reason why it says derech chayke in the Torah is that even though he has a shliach who can do it on his behalf while he, you know, he's traveling, he can't do it. So then this brayso holds that he could. So why is it then the Torah highlighted derech chayke lepoitroi min hakaris? To exempt him from Karis. Now, what exactly does it mean to exempt him from Karis? They're all exempt from Karis. Again, what does that actually mean? So, one of these things are that if this person, this is what some say that is the shit of the Rambam, that these two, a Der Rechayke and a Tame, if they did not do it on the first Pesach, they get pushed off on the second Pesach. And in the second Pesach, they didn't do it even on purpose, they don't get Karis. All the other ones, if they did not do it in the second Pesach, according to those Tanaim that say you do get cars, you'll get cars. Sending him out of Commandama Hoods, like the one who says, and this Tana definitely holds that he could have sent someone to do it on his behalf. Could have sold it on his behalf. Sending him out of Isha Bishaini Mimachaiva. What I don't understand is you're telling me that others get cars, but it's all these people that we mention here, you're telling me that these people have to bring Pesach Sheni. Does a woman bring it Pesach Sheni at all? We'll soon see. Didn't we learn? Yochel, I would have thought lo yoisin sasheni. I would have thought only two people that bring a Pesach Sheni are the two examples that Torah gives. Somebody who's tummy, somebody who's far away. Zovin umetzayroin. Somebody who's a zov. Somebody's a metzayra or a boyel in nidus benayin. How do you know that they also can bring Pesach Sheni? Tabalim. It says ish. Ish, it says twice the word ish. Tell the Eden, ish, if there's a tummy or derech chayke, to include anybody under any circumstance. But again, it says ish, a male, not a female. As if a female doesn't have a Pesach Sheni. So, loy kasha, it's not a problem. Ho Rabbi Yisi, this is the view of Rabbi Yisi. And ho Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. This is the view of Rabbi Yisi, and this is the view of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, which we had a few days ago. Whether women have a mitzvah Pesach Sheni. Remember, Rabbi Yisi holds that women have an obligation Pesach Rishon and an obligation Pesach Sheni. Rabbi Yehuda holds women have an obligation Pesach Rishon, but Pesach Sheni is voluntary. And so therefore, this couldn't be Rabbi Yehuda, because here it says they have to, and Rabbi Yehuda holds only allowed to. According to Shimon, they have nothing to do with Pesach Sheni. It's only Pesach Rishon, and even then, it's only voluntary. Talk about learned. Chayiv. Okay, here we have an interesting argument. Tell me, learn. Chayiv kares al rishon. If you don't bring Pesach rishon, you chayiv kares. The chayiv kares al sheni. And Pesach sheni, if you didn't bring a rishon because by mistake, but you didn't deliberately bring Pesach sheni, then you get kares for that. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe holds, as we'll soon see, that Pesach rishon and Pesach sheni are like two independent yom tovim. Nevertheless, you don't bring Pesach sheni unless you did not bring Pesach rishon. If you did, you don't have to bring Pesach sheni. But it's an independent yom tovim. We'll soon see that in my nafkamina. And therefore, if you have done either one and deliberately haven't brought it, you'll get kares. Rab Nosson says, Chayiv kares al rishon. It's not clear according to Rebbe Zachman Machek Lashonim. It's the first one you didn't do on purpose, but the second one you did first one you didn't do by mistake, and the second one you did on purpose. You know what happens? We'll soon see. The first one you did not do b'mezid, but then the second one you did do. According to Rebbe, does not take away the chorus of the first Pesach if you did it. If you didn't do it, the second one, because it doesn't matter, you already have chorus of the first one. But if you actually did it, does it compensate you for the first or not? Not clear. That's what the Rebbe. And Nosson says, Chayiv kares al rishon apart al sheni. Only for the first one you chayiv kares, but the first one you did do by mistake. The second one, you don't get kares, because the second one is merely a makeup for the first one. It doesn't have any independent union, so you don't get kares for that. Chanan Rakavi says, not only is the second one a makeup for the first one, that if you didn't do the first one, do the second one, but if you did the second one, it takes away the cutter from the first one. That you don't get cutters for the first one, says Chanan Rakavi, unless you don't do the second. But if you did the second one, it removes the chorus completely. In other words, according to Rab Nosson, you still get chorus for the first one. No, the second one is there to make up for the first one. But if you deliberately didn't do the first one, then the second one can't take that away. And according to Chanan Rakavi, it does. According to Rabbi Torah, the Machlekes. Well, it's a mind that goes, this is the view. Time we learned. What about a Gershon is guided by Shnei Pesachim? Somebody converts, wasn't around the first Pesach, but is now around the second one. Does he have a chiv to bring a carbon? Or a cotton shehigdil ben Shnei Pesachim, a child that matures between the two Pesachim, wasn't shaykh for the first, but shaykh for the second. Chayiv lazav hasheni, Rebbe holds a what? That you have to bring a Pesach sheni, because it's a separate yomtiv. So who cares if you were chayiv the first one or not? Now is a new yomtiv, you bring it. As long as you didn't bring the first one, you got to bring this one. Abdullah says, kosher zogadishan zogadishani. If you had an obligation, the first one, the second one is merely a compensation for it. So therefore, the second one you bring. But kosher ain't zogadishan. If you were a child then, or a goy, ain't zogadishani. You don't have to bring the second one. Mike and Mithki, what are they arguing? Rebbe Sova Sheni Regal Bifnatsmu. Rebbe holds that Pesach Sheni is a separate independent yomtiv. And Abnosan Sova Sheni Tashlum and Dirishanu. Abnosan holds the second one is to compensate for the first. But the Kunil Dirishanu in Maskele. But it doesn't fix up the first. And Rebbe Chananya Ben Akavi Sova, not only Sheni Tekanta Dirishanu, not only is it a compensation, but also it fixes up the first one. So even though you deliberately did the first one, you can still fix it up the second one. And removes the curse. Ushloshed and all three mikra echadosh, all three dash in the same pasuk. Says the pasuk, "Ish asher hu toyer, the person that is toyer over there lahoyer, and he wasn't on the road." Rebbe Sava, Rebbe says, and then it says in the pasuk, and he did not bring a korban pesach. Chalulas didn't make a korban pesach, he gets killed. And then the pasuk ki korban Hashem because. Now remember, we learned there's different ways of learning it. Is this a continuation talking about the first pesach because he didn't bring the korban? That's why he gets killed, and he carries a sin. Or is ki if and the second pesach if he also didn't bring a korban, then he carries a sin. So this is the different ways you learn. Rebbe holds v'chadon lasa pesanichas adol avar berishon. Why will he get killed? Because he didn't bring the first. So the first part of the pasuk is talking about Pesach Rishon. You didn't bring Pesach Rishon, you get killed. Inami, or Korban, and the second part of the pasuk is talking about Pesach Sheni. He says, ki if, Korban Hashem lo hik, if you didn't bring the Korban Hashem, but moed in its right time, Sheni, he's talking about the second Pesach. That's talking about the second Pesach. And again, if you didn't bring the second one, you get killed again. And how? Because it says in the pasuk, cheta yisa, he'll carry his sin. How do we know that Chet Yisrael carrying his sin brings a punishment of Kares? Because you're saying that it's talking about the second Pesach, fine, but maybe it's merely a sin. How do you know there's another Kares? The Rashi says, we're not talking about the same person getting Kares twice. That's not what we're talking about here. And we're not talking about also Karmachatzis, because there's no Karmachatzis if you by mistake. Normally, a sin that you get Kares brings a Karmachatzis by mistake. But that's only if you did a negative thing, not if you did a positive thing. But we're talking about a case here that the first Pesach, for example, you did a B'shogig, and the second one you did a B'mezid. And Rebbe says, for that also you get Kares. So we're asking, how do you know? Because it says, Chet Yisrael, because he holds Megadif. What exactly is the Megadif? By Megadif, the punishment was, by Megadif, the punishment was that he was killed. But what exactly is the Megadif? So there's two opinions, whether the Megadif is someone who curses out Hashem, or whether the Megadif is someone that sings to Avodah Zarah. So he holds a Megadif is the way we normally learn, that's Mevorach Hashem. We'll have actually a Machlekes in the Gemara, increases what it is. But if you hold that, it means cursing Hashem. There's another pasuk where it says, if somebody curses, Rachman Islan, Yikal Alakov, the Nasa Chete. So we know the Megadif gets cursed. Another pasuk says Mekal, which is the same thing, and says, the Nasa Chete, he carries a sin. So when we go back over here, at Pesach Sheni, it says, the Nasa Chete, we know what punishment that this sin incurs is cursed. By cursing the Nasa Chete, the Gomar Hai Chete, the Hachem Chete, the Hassam. And we learn Chet by Pesach Sheni from Chet by Mekal. So that's how Rebbe knows Pesach Rishi get cursed because the pasuk says clearly, and Pesach Sheni also because the second half of the pasuk is referring to Pesach Sheni, and he used the word Chetra Yisra. Says him where Rav Nosson holds. He holds that no, it's only make up for the first one. He holds the Chodol last that Pesach Nichasa Dahai Ki Loshen Daho. He holds the entire pasuk from Pesach Rishi. Ki does not mean if, ki means because. You know why you get cursed Pesach Rishi? Because you didn't bring a carbon but murder in the right time. Why does it say the Chetra Yisra? He carries a sin. What's the pasuk adding with that? It says clearly the pasuk where you get cursed. The carbon Hashem lehikivit b'moedei. Since you didn't bring the first carbon on Pesach Rishon, the first Pesach, then therefore you get cursed. Don't do Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni merely a makeup. If you don't do it, if you did, let's say b'shegi Pesach Rishon, then b'meizi Pesach Sheni, you will not get cursed. So hay chetishem over there. What does he do with chetish Yisrael? Because somebody holds, he holds megadif lav hayne baruch Hashem. He holds megadif is not someone who is mekalel who curses. It's only someone who sings and makes up poetry to Avodah Zarah. That's what Megadif is. So, in the pasuk it says Mekal is on its own. And there it says Chetra Yisra. What punishment does the Mekal get? We don't know what Mekal gets. So, the other way around, we look at Karim Pesach, the punishment is Karis. It says Chetra Yisra. It says, you know, we take the Chetra over here and we equate it to Mekal and we teach on, we reflect on Mekal, that the Mekal itself also gets cursed. All the way around, we're learning Mekal from Pesach. Hai chetid also, ma hai chetid also, we'll learn chet over there from here. Ma hocha kar, here's kar, it's a kar, as well. Nu, Reb Chanani ben Akav Yisrael, Reb Chanani ben Akav Yisrael, hold, and not only is it a maker, but it completely eliminates the kar. Why? Somebody holds, chod the last of Pesach, he didn't make the Pesach nichas, when? He also agrees with Rebbe that is talking about E is if. Ki means if you did not bring Pesach Sheni. In other words, if you did not bring Pesach Sheni, then the first one you get kar. But if you brought Pesach Sheni, then the first one you don't get kar. He comes, he can be more than the right time, but Sheni. No, according to him, what does he do? Chetra Yisrael, like we just said, that's the sense of here. It's, we know it's Karis. Then we go back to the other pasuk where it says Mekalel. Mekalel and Megadif are two different things, and teaches the Mekalel also gets Karis. Here, therefore, make a number of conclusions. Hazed bazeh ubazeh. If you're amazed, both pesachim, everyone holds chayv. You get Karis, and you can't get two Karis. You know, a person can only get killed once, you get Karis. Shogak bazeh bazeh. If you were shogging, you both him taken divrei hakol and holds potter because they're shogging. What about hazed bedishin v'shogeg b'sheni? If you were amazed in the first one, but shogging in the second one, according to Rebbe and Rav Nosson, according to Rebbe, you'll get kares because you each yom tov is separate. According to Rav Nosson, even though Rav Nosson holds that Pesach Sheni makes up a Pesach Rishon, so you bring a carbon then, but it doesn't eliminate the kares from Pesach Rishon. Well, Rav Nosson mechayve, but a Chananya ben Akavya says if you bring Pesach Sheni, it eliminates the kares. Pot, you be potter. What about the other way around? Shogag b'Rishon, you were shogging in the first one, but behedid b'Sheni. So according to Rebbe, yechayve is a separate yom tov. You should have brought its own carbon. You didn't get kares. Or Rav Nosson, Chananya ben Akavya, potter. Because Pesach Sheni is merely a makeup, it does not have its own punishment. Okay, Mishnah, you tell me if you're far away, what's considered far away? What's considered far away? Before you go further, by the way, the famous Rambam that everyone talks about, and that is the Rambam makes a ruling and says here that if Pesach Rishon, he was a child, and then he grew up, Pesach Sheni, he has to bring Pesach Sheni because he paskes like Rebbe. But then he says, if, however, your family included you in Pesach Rishon, you don't have to bring Pesach Sheni. And everybody asks, what's Pshat? He was a Kotten then. He wasn't Chayiv in Mitzvah Ma'at Torah. How can that exempt him from Pesach Sheni, which is the new Yom Tov, and you Chayiv Ma'at Torah? How do we understand that? Is the Pshat because you're Chayiv Mid Rabbanon and Chayiv Rabbanon is Mitzvah Ma'at Torah? This has to do with a child who grows up in middle sphere. So, Amen, what happens? Anyway, everyone tries to understand, and the Bluf Sichem, the Rebbanon as well. Basically, when the father does a Mitzvah with a child, even though the chiv is not the father, the Torah says you have to take, you know, your whole family, not on the child. But since the child is part of the mitzvah, he becomes the object of the mitzvah. And therefore, it's as if he's involved. And if you brought a Korban Pesach for him, it's as if the child already brought a Korban Pesach from the Torah's perspective. Anyway, it says in the Mishnah further. What's considered far away? If you're far away, you're potter. You're far away is if you live from the place called Maidim, which was 15 kilometers outside of Yerushalayim, and beyond that, that means you're too far away. In any direction. That same measure. If you're from the door, portal, the entrance to the Azara, and the gateway to the Azara, and outside, even in Yerushalayim, if you're not standing in the base of Mikdash, you're far away. Omer Rabbi Yosi basically says, therefore, Nokud al Hei, Rabbi Yosi supports Rabbi Akiva, he says, what do you call it? It says a chayka, but there's a dot on the hay. Loim to tell you not loim ipnei shirochag vade, not because it's very far away. You're minimizing the distance. Elam means kufas olachos. Only outside the base of Mikdash, it's already considered far away. Ravadi Bat Nuda says he once heard a pshat that hay is five and rochag hay. As if it's a rochag hay, if it's five amos away from the old city, then you are potter. Interesting. Says the Gemara, Amar Ula says, Ula, to have a machlekes, Ula said, Menabim, Yishalayim, Chamish, Milun, Havet. First of all, he says, Medin is 15 kilometers outside of Yishalayim. So, Ula, he holds, Kahodom, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, come on, what's the chesm? He holds, like Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Kama, Mahalach, Odom, Biyen. How far, how much can a person walk in a day? A person can walk, I saw the Pasois, a parses for meal. A meal is roughly, let's say, a kilometer. A person can go 40 kilometers a day. Now we make a cheshbon. From dawn until sunrise is 50 mil. It's 5 mil. From sunset until sunset is another 5 mil. Poshlu, how much is left in the day? Plus in 30. So it means if you break the day in half, 15 in the morning and the end of midday, and 15 from midday to the night. So Ula the Tamei, Ula is according to his view, the Amal Ula says, what's the definition of far away? According to Ula, if you are where you are, and you're, this is how Rashi learns, and if you're going to travel, let's say right before noon, you're going to start traveling, you're not going to make it during the whole time of Shechita, because you're more than 15 kilometers away. It takes a whole afternoon to go 15 kilometers from Chatzos until Shkia. As long as you cannot make it during any time of Shechita, that means you have to be away from Yerushalayim the whole time until Shkia time. That's how Rashi learns Pshat. The Rambam learns totally different. The Rambam learns that when the Shechita begins, if you start out in the morning, if you will not make it there the first few minutes of Shechita, then you are potter. That's why everyone says people need to go to Yerushalayim on Erev Pesach, go out of Yerushalayim right before Chatzos and come back an hour afterwards or half an hour afterwards. Because according to the Rambam, we pass another Rambam, it doesn't matter the entire Zman Shechita, it's only the beginning of the Zman Shechita that you shouldn't be there. Now, even though we're talking about 12, because Rashi says, even though we always say 12:30 is the earliest time for, you know, Korban Tamid, and the evidence we brought the Pesach before the Tamid is all right, but Rashi says, technically, it's really 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock already is Zman Mincha. But because we cannot tell, the sun is right above us, and it's impossible to tell, especially in the base of Midrash, the walls of the base of Midrash, the bottom of the walls are wider than the top of the walls, so when the sun is even a drop off the center, you can't tell, there's no shadows from the top of the wall. So therefore, we start 12:30. We're technically 12 o'clock. That's what he holds. Okay, so that's what Ula holds. It has to be the Edri Zman Shechita. And now we'll talk about the Amar Ma, you said, before we talk more about this Machlek, you said, my Lord Shachin Zechamer, I mean, you said it's 5 mil, it takes 5 mil. Now remember, the Machlek is of meals 18 minutes. There's three opinions. If a meal is 18 minutes, if a meal is 22 and a half minutes, or a meal is actually 24 minutes. And in halacha, it's not that clear, and that's why we generally are machmer in each case. So by chametz, for example, you always say 18 minutes, you know, is the time that to walk a meal, and so on. And how we get to the cheshbon, we'll soon see, if we have a chance to talk about it. Oh, my Lord says, Shachin is a chametz, chametz 5 mil. How do you know that? See, it says in Pasuk, it says that the morning started by your itzo hamalochim, like they hurried him up. So they started at crack of dawn. And it says Hashem is yotzal oretz, and then the sun came up. By the time they got to the place that was supposed to go, so you know, the sun came up. And the loyd bo tzoyra came tzoyra. Omer Abchinil Lichazilah, who asked, I actually measured the place from the dawn to tzoyra. B'halachamisha milin, it's exactly 5 million. So we see from dawn until then,
It takes 5 minutes to walk. Kufla to analyze it. Amr Ula said, what's the Rechoike question? Yochel Chomish HaShchita. Ula says, as long, if you cannot make it in time for the time of Shchita, according to Rashi, the whole afternoon, according to the Rambam, the whole morning, if you leave early morning, the whole morning, you will not make it there the first minute, Uzman Shchita, then you are far considered Derech Rechoike and Yopata. The Abuda says, no, Koshin Yochel Chonis B'Shas Achila. If you cannot come in not only during the day, you cannot even make it during the night, the entire night, Uzman Achila. Taisa says that sounds impossible. How could it be, according to Rav, it takes 6 hours to get there, and according to Ula, 6 hours, and according to Rav Yehuda, it takes 18 hours, the entire night as well. So Taisa says, no, you're talking about Rav Yehuda holds that Tchum is Mahatoira. And therefore, of course, Tchum is Mahatoira. If you're not within the environs, you can't travel any further. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it means that if you can't, in Medin, you cannot get to within the Tchum of the Yerushalayim. And according to Ula, it's to Yerushalayim itself. So therefore, the argument is not that great. It's just a question of Tchum. Om the Rabbi Lula. Rabbi says to Ula, I have a problem with you, and Rabbi Yehuda, I have a problem with Rabbi Yehuda. I have a problem with you. Why? The Amr that you say, Kol she'en yochel chana b'shas shchita. You say the criteria is, can he make it there during the afternoon, or during the time of shchita, or could the Rambam in the morning? Well, Tommy said it, but the fact of the matter is, who cares if you can make it there during b'shas shchita? The main thing is, you should be there at the time of eating. If you can get there at the time of eating, why shouldn't you be chai? Why did the Torah exempt you? But Tommy said, look at the Tommy Sheretz. Well, we had two opinions regarding a Tommy Sheretz. Somebody's Tommy Sheretz, that night he'll be tired. Can he send someone in on his behalf to shech the carbon because he's able to be there that night? We had an argument. But Tommy Sheretz, the Enyor Lachon Shchita, Tommy Sheretz cannot enter during Shchita. Uk'am, and you, Paskin, Sheikhtin, Vizorkin, Tommy Sheretz. You argued with Rav, and you hold that you could shech for somebody who cannot make it to time of Shchita as long as he makes it that night. So what's going on? And you say Derech Rechoike, it means you cannot be there at the time of Shchita, but you could be there at night. So how come he's called Derech Rechoike and he's exempt? When you say Tamei Sheretz can be included. That's question number one. And Rabbi Yehuda had exactly the opposite question. Well, Rabbi Yehuda kashid Amar, he said, Kol she'en yechonon shechit, the main criteria is, can he be there during eating? He cannot be there during eating, it's no good. But if he could be during eating there, then even though he cannot be there during Shchita, he is included. That's what Rabbi Yehuda seems to be saying. But he paskins what Tommy Sheretz, the yochel lechonon shechila, or Tommy Sheretz, who can be there during eating, his only problem is he cannot be there during Shchita, and yet Rabbi Yehuda holds, you cannot include him because he can't be there during Shchita. So it seems from Tommy Sheretz that Rabbi Yehuda holds the main criteria is man shchita, and yet over here by Rechoike he holds the main criteria is, can he be there for the meal, and opposite with you. You hold that Tomei Sheretz cannot be included because you hold that Tomei Sheretz can be included because he's there for eating, and over here you say that he cannot be included because the main thing is shchita. What's going on here? Ula said, I'm going to defend both of us. Of course, not a problem. You're mixing up the laws of Tumah with the laws of the Derech Rechoike. Derech Rechoike is a specific case only, and that is that if you are a Derech Rechoike, and a Derech Rechoike is, if you are far away, the Torah says clearly, if you are far away, you're not able there to be in the time of Shchita, therefore, you cannot be a part of the carbon. Nothing. The tumah, the main problem of tumah is eating. Can you eat or can't you eat? But the fact is, if you tumah sheretz, you can eat that night. Therefore, you can be included. You cannot be the ma'aser shchita. So what? But derech lechoike, the whole point of derech lechoike is that he cannot be there at the time of the shechting. That's what the Torah says by derech lechoike, that he cannot enter the time of shchita. That's what the criteria is when it comes to derech lechoike. So don't conflate the issues bringing tumah to derech lechoike. When it comes to tumah, the only problem is whether they can eat or not. And Rabbi Yehuda Kasha, why Rabbi Yehuda? Not a question. You want to know. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he says you have to be able to be there during eating as well, and therefore that Rechoike means you cannot make it during eating. So how come he holds you could include the Tamei Sheretz? How come he holds he cannot include the Tamei Sheretz? Rabbi Yehuda holds he cannot. Rechoike, he could be there during the meal. So he says, because he has a pasuk, if you remember, Tomei Sheretz Rachmana Dachi. The Torah clearly pushed away at Tamei Sheretz, because he holds, when it says Tomei Lenefesh, we learn that it's talking about a person who's on the sixth day, the fifth day of Tumah. But if he's on the seventh day and that night he's capable of being there, then he should take a join in. he can't shech, but it'll be the time for eating. But if you hold like the opinion says by Yom Ahu that that was the last day of the 7 days, and yet he still cannot participate because at the since he cannot be there by Tumah during Shechita, he cannot participate and help us that he can be there eating. So it's a Ferish Apasek. That's why Tomi Shedis is different. Ish ki yir Tomi Nefesh Midlan Skin. We're talking about like Abishchak said there Shechol Shvi Shalayi Beit Pesach. They're talking about the 7 days without a Pesach. In other words, he could join the meal, just now he can't. If the Hachem Rachmana Lichi push him away. Okay, this stops the share over here.